Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time I have a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pearson. Steve, getting blown away down in Hobbs?
We are. The winds are crazy, and that way all across the state.
Yes.
Now, I have to be outside today. The wind's blowing sort of from Albuquerque. We're 305 miles away, and I didn't exactly smell like we were downwind from a dairy. But then I stumbled across that article in the Albuquerque Journal where the city council had to approve for a defecation cleanup crew. So I just hope that they double the money, because I think the smell is being blown all the way from Albuquerque to here. What can you say about a city like Albuquerque that has to go around cleaning up poop? We're going to have to assign a worker to every person. Like you have to clean up after your dog on the street. So you carry these little baggies around. You carry clean up the stuff after your dog's gone to the restroom. This is a ridiculous way for us to run. And people, if you want a different government, you're going to have to vote Republican. They know how to get people to go back inside into the restroom instead of going on the street. And plus, you see the moon coming up over Central Avenue. I don't know. I can't fathom the situation in Albuquerque.
It's funny, Steve, because 100 years ago, people used to use horses for transportation. And one of the reasons, the big reasons to switch over to automobiles was so they wouldn't have to clean that up from the horses from the streets. That problem went away when we started driving cars, and now it's back.
Now it's back, but it's not
the It's not the horses.
You know, it's been a really, really horrible week for crime in all of America. It continues in New Mexico. But, you know, that University of Georgia co-ed was out walking on the campus, and this guy comes along and kills her. The accused killer had been arrested for some sort of minor thing, but then he was released. And so while he's released, he's out killing people. The co-eds now are wondering if they're safe anywhere on campus. That's the sort of thing that Republicans have been warning about for the full time that Biden is in office. It's not enough that this young lady's killed, but she's killed by an illegal Venezuelan immigrant. And reports I read say that the Venezuelans are very dangerous. They come here from gangs. They come here with criminal backgrounds and get arrested. And these woke judges are turning them loose, and they're going out causing carnage like happened to this young co-ed. Joe Biden's policies, no matter what he says about Republicans not passing a bill, Joe Biden has decided to leave the border open for 3.5 years, almost 3.5 years of his presidency. And now he's trying to act like it's Republicans' fault. He has exactly the same laws in place that Donald Trump did. Donald Trump didn't have to go to Congress and get anything passed. There are plenty of laws on the book that allow the president to secure the border. And Trump did it, and Biden chose not to. And so this violence that has occurred directly attributed to the Democrat policies. The Democrats want the open border. They want people streaming in here. They're going to take the jobs away from hardworking Americans, and the wages are going to go down because you have people who are out of work and trying to get something. They'll take less pay. So there are a lot of things that are going on with this border crisis, but we can never overlook the danger to the population, especially co-eds like Lake and Riley. The 7.2 million illegals that have entered the U.S. under Biden, that's greater than the population of 36 different states. So like New Mexico's only got 2 million people, 7.6 million. So three times the population of New Mexico has come in across the border. How do we let that go on? And the answer is, we let it go on because Democrats are in charge. And if you want something different, you're going to have to vote for Republicans. That's simply it. Republicans know the value of a secure border. They know the value of legal immigration. We all want immigrants coming here. They bring new vitality. They bring new ideas. We get the best from other countries. They're trying to escape the lack of hope in their own country. And we bring them here once we've vetted them for criminal background, for domestic abuse. We don't want people who are violent with their families. We don't want criminals. We don't want people who are running drugs. And so that's the reason that we'd like to have a secure border, is to keep those people in their homes and let the good people come here. Let the people who want to build families and want to build a career, want to build the economy of the U.S. But that's not happening. Biden, and shame on us for allowing him to even run for president in a second term. So that's going on now, as I'm sure everybody in the state knows, everybody in the country knows, that both Biden and Trump are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border, the Texas part of that border. This Thursday, Biden's going to travel to Brownsville in the Rio Grande Valley. Trump is going over to Eagle Pass, which is inundated with illegals crossing. And so you have to say that a sitting president, 3 years and 2 months into his term, just now going to the border, which is the top issue now in this election, has replaced every other one. He's about 3 years too late. He's known about it. He has denied it. He has blamed it on Trump. He's done everything he can to gaslight the American public, but they're seeing through it. So now he has to actually go to the border. He went once before. He went down to El Paso, and they had fire hoses out cleaning the streets and painting everything up. I don't think that he actually went out to the border, but he had meetings about the border. Well, that's about the same as having meetings in Washington about the border. His trip to the border is so ridiculous that the Border Patrol Union slammed Biden's visit, saying it's too little too late, that he's just trying to save himself. And I think that really summarizes the way that this election is shaping up, that the population thinks that Biden is not able to govern. He's too old. They think that he's not cognizant, that he's not in charge of his own administration. And so people are just flocking away from him, especially minority voters, the black voters. Trump is around 25%. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you start shifting that vote, every vote that comes from a black voter generally is coming from a Democrat. He's made up about 20 points, which is huge, huge nationally. But the worrisome thing to the Democrats is it reflects that some of the minority voters are no longer just accepting whatever lie that they're willing to tell them, and they're starting to think for themselves. And that scares Democrats when voters start thinking for themselves. Same thing is happening among Hispanic voters, Native American voters. And so the Border Patrol Union is really summarizing what many Americans are thinking, many American Democrats are thinking. So going to be an interesting election.
For the sake of credibility, our listeners should be aware that you were the congressman, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, for Congressional District 2 in New Mexico, which does go all the way down to the southern border. So you're not just talking out of your hat. Your district covered the southern border of New Mexico.
And it was one of the things that got me in trouble with the Bush administration, because we continued to raise heck with them, because the Border Patrol, under Democrats and under Bush both, they were patrolling 5 miles away from the border. What about the ranchers that lived down in that 5 mile region? They had no legal protection at all from the government. And so we constantly were trying to get the government to reimburse them, because the thieves would come across the border, steal their fences, steal their cows. And they could see the fence put up on the southern side, on the Mexico side, the next morning, but they couldn't go get it. And they couldn't go get their cows, and the government wouldn't reimburse them. But they also wouldn't allow in their own herds, defend their own lives. That one rancher just right there in the Boot Hill, his ranch extended into New Mexico, but he lived in Arizona. He was killed just to show the U.S. government that they meant business, to stay out of the way and quit bothering them. That's the arrogance of the cartels, of the criminal operations, and Biden is letting people in the millions come through. One of the stories that I've seen most recently is that the Chinese are sending thousands of people across the border, not to fight, not to carry arms against us, but to go to the malls, to be out there as an army of people, signing people up into the Communist Party and convincing them that the communism is good for China. It's going to be good for here. It's a total lie. But when they're getting paid to do it, they're getting to live in America instead of having to live in China. Then you're not going to dissuade them. You're not going to stop them. And Joe Biden has invited that by allowing them to come in here with no documentation. They're flooding into here in order to take our country over from the inside out. And so a lot to be worried about on the border right now.
Yeah. And talk to a Chinese person, folks, who came here voluntarily, illegally, and you will find out what communism is really like. They left their home country. to be a minority in this country because it's so bad in China that they were able to get out, and they will come here and they will generally start a business. The ones I knew lived in the business. They embrace our capitalist free market system. Very often they own liquor stores, convenient markets, and things like that. They're not on welfare, and they have to work harder than most of us do, and yet they chose to come here to get away from communism in Red China.
Prager University has a great video that Chinese guy, he's not Chinese, but he's Uyghur, and he came to this country. If you search for the video, just go on the PragerU and look for "The Government in China is Trying to Kill Me." That's the name of his video. But he talks about the conditions, and many people work in China as slaves. They don't get paid a salary. They don't have the freedom to go home and raise their family. And so the Chinese oppression is heavy, and yet you have people signing up and saying, yeah, socialism is the same as what we live in, or communism is the same. I will tell you that there's a lot of pain down that road, and if people are wanting a different direction, you're going to have to vote Republican, because we know the lies that are being told, that there is moral equivalency, that the socialism and the free market are equal. They're not equal. The free market has fed more people in history than communism ever has. Make no mistake about it. Take a look at Cuba. 100 years ago, it was prosperous, had jobs, had a good standard of living. When Fidel Castro came in, he took away the jobs, took away the standard of living, and the people in Cuba have lived in poverty ever since the 50s and 60s. So don't go into this question blindly when you find Chinese out trying to recruit you.
And once you make the decision to switch to communism, you can't go back. They'll kill you.
Yeah, Lebanon is a good example. I've talked to Pamela Gower, and she lived in Lebanon when they changed. She said that it was about 50-50 Christians and Muslims. The Christians were a little bit larger population. They always won the elections and governed Lebanon, and Lebanon was a friendly, stable place. She said the Christians all kind of got together one year and said, let's elect the Muslims and let them have a term or two in office, and then we'll take back over. When the Muslims got in charge, they took away the freedom to vote for Christians, and the Christians have never been back in. So she talks about the horrors of living in that country when they lost their freedoms, when they lost their economic capabilities. And now then take a look at Lebanon. It's a very unstable country to live, to raise your family, and decent people don't have a chance to get ahead there. That's the reason so many people try to come to the U.S. It has always been in the past. It's not who you know. It's what you know. You can get by on your own hard work and your initiative, but the Democrats are changing that.
I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. We'll be back with more in just a moment on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico as I continue my conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
There's an opinion piece in the Albuquerque Journal written by a New Mexico bail bondsman. It's a guy named Gerald Madrid. And I compliment him because he's in the inside part of the business. He's there and sees the criminals, that the revolving door that lets the criminals out of jail. And he writes a very perceptive article in the Albuquerque Journal this week and talks about this revolving door. But he's given the example of a shoplifter that got arrested, taken in and booked, and then turned loose on his own risk, cognizant to come back into the court on an appointed date. Well, he didn't show up, and this is last September, so he didn't show up. So the judge didn't do anything. He just said, well, maybe he forgot, and so they extended the court date a week. He didn't show up then, because he knew nothing's going to happen. So they went out and arrested him again, but he didn't care because the same judge was going to let him loose for the same reason he'd let him loose the first time. And so, sure enough, when the judge got the case, he turned him loose. And that's the revolving door. People wonder, well, what does that mean, a revolving door in the justice system? It is criminals get caught. They know nothing's going to happen to them. The judge, in fact, does release them to come back in at a future date. They don't bother back in. And the criminals know that eventually it's just going to be written off, that they're not going to pursue it. They're going to go to more recent cases. And that's what's happening. And that's the reason the criminals are so bold and arrogant, that they just don't care. And it makes life unsafe for all of us when that happens. You know, as we're talking about the failure in government and the judges, I have to look at the failure that is happening constantly in CYFD, the Children, Youth, and Families Department. The Republicans offered several bills to start reforming that agency this time in this last legislative session, but the Democrats killed them all. And now then this court case comes up. The CYFD put another child in harm's way. This 8-year-old girl was abused and killed. And now then the state is going to have to pay the family $5.5 million. Why don't we clean up the agency that allows these things to occur? On this program, we've talked many times about the failures, and we've talked very specifically about the failures. And this agency just keeps operating, just keeps causing the death of these youngsters. And shame on them. They don't have enough integrity to clean the place up themselves. Then the legislature should do it. The governor should be the one doing it, but she's obviously going to sit on the sidelines, because if you're a Democrat, you can't take a heavy stand on crime. You can't take a heavy stand on criminals. So again, I tell people, if you want to have something different, you're going to have to vote for Republicans. They would clean the mess up.
It's that same thing we've been talking about. It doesn't have to be this way.
Does not have to be this way. When we're talking about doesn't have to be this way, we have to talk about inflation. In 2023, nearly 75% of the self-described working class Americans reported that they were cutting back on entertainment and eating out due to inflation. I can tell you that's true because my wife and I eat out quite a lot. And we travel a lot, so we see it across the country that the restaurants that used to be pretty well packed are now struggling, maybe fewer than half, sometimes only one or two couples in these restaurants that are trying to make a living. So the polls show it, but also when you're traveling around, you can see that in the restaurant. 51%, so over half of the working class, are working hours to try to make ends meet. This is all a reflection of what Joe Biden is calling Bidenomics. Well, the Bidenomics are punishing the working class. And again, if you want something different, you're going to have to vote for somebody different other than Joe Biden or any Democrat. You're going to have to vote for a Republican as president, and you're going to have to send Republicans to the Senate. You're going to have to keep Republicans in the House, and maybe they can start cleaning this mess up that the Democrats have created.
I'll be right back with more from the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, in just a moment on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve?
Another one of the measures of how Americans are struggling financially is that delinquencies on car and credit card loans among lower income households are becoming more prevalent. They now have reached levels that existed before the pandemic. And Biden continues to try to gaslight the American public and just say that things are good. Well, the voters know they're not good, and they're changing who they're going to vote for. They're saying that in the polls. Even Joe Biden's press secretary said that it just needs more time to play out. I'm sorry, but he's made a mess from day one. We're 3 years and 2 months into this presidency, and it's not going to straighten up. We give him 4 more years, then it may be broken forever. When I first got to Washington, there were reports that the Japanese economy had done similar stuff and maybe damaged itself to where it could never recover. That's what Joe Biden is playing around with, fixing it to where Americans can never have prosperity again. So we will see. Even Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said that American pessimism in the Biden economy is unwarranted. I know her personally, in fact, set up a meeting to go over to when she was in charge of the Federal Reserve to talk about some of her positions on inflation. I felt like that inflation, even at that point, was higher than what the Feds were talking about. But they were also just seemed to be incapable of visualizing how to create jobs. This is one of the functions of the Federal Reserve, is to keep inflation low and to keep us as near to a full employment as what we can get. And she appeared to be not too familiar with real things out in the real world. And when she was quoted that the pessimism is in Biden's economy is unwarranted, it just reinforced the opinion that I had of her. She's a nice lady. We enjoyed her. We had lunch there in her office. That's the way they live in the bureaucracies. They have catered lunches every day brought into them. And she sat me down. We had some sort of salad or whatever, and we discussed it. But I still left thinking that she didn't know what she was doing. So this whole deal of the student loan forgiveness is a big burden that is going to be placed on the American people. The Supreme Court struck down one of his bailouts, but now Joe Biden has moved into canceling different parts of student loans. All of these things in the hundreds of billions of dollars. This one bailout is estimated to be almost $500 billion. And this idea that students are going to go to college for free, already one of the least effective investments you can make is in a college diploma in America. The colleges are not teaching what kids need to know to get good jobs and to create a strong economy. And so as you're watching this talk about the student loan bailout, understand that the underlying problem is the ineffectiveness and inefficiency of our colleges. The worst thing about the whole student loan forgiveness is that it basically is a giant welfare for rich kids. 40% of the student debt is being held by students with advanced degrees, such as doctors and lawyers. They're out making three, four, or five times make, and still they're demanding that the government pay off their loans. I don't think that the middle class should be paying for the rich kids' college education. So all in all, know that things are tough out there right now. That's the reason that the polls are swinging heavily daily towards Trump. He's really performing well in the Republican primary. He's going to perform very well when it's November in the election if he's the eventual nominee.
And since we're talking about former President Trump, I just had to point this out. You recall when the COVID virus hit and he was calling it the China virus because he said it came from China. People said, that's not true. You can't say that. If you say that, you're a racist. But yet last week on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl said this when they were doing a story about how the Chinese economy is faltering.
You couldn't tell from these scenes. Whoa. That China, where the COVID pandemic began, is still emerging from the trauma of President Xi Jinping's oppressive zero COVID policy.
To be clear, Leslie Stahl just said that COVID started in China.
So we just end on this note that, again, folks, if you want something different, you're going to have to vote for something different. The Democrats are the ones who want the open border. The Democrats are the ones who insist that boys and men should be playing in girls' sports. Democrats are the ones who insist that boys and men should be in young girls' locker rooms and in their showers. That's what Democrats are after. Republicans know the truth and say that men shouldn't be in women's restrooms and they shouldn't be in women's sports. It's Joe Biden and the Democrats who caused this tremendous inflation, and it's Joe Biden and the Democrats who have caused this high price of home loans. The Federal Reserve, in order to control inflation, has had to go up six or seven times on interest rates. That's the only way you tamp down inflation. And so Joe Biden and his cronies are responsible for the high interest rates that are keeping people from buying houses. Joe Biden and his team are the ones that want to take away your guns. And so, people, if you want something different, you're going to have to vote different. Vote Republican, and let's get a change that puts this country on the right track. I want to wish everybody a great week. And this weekend, while these shows are playing, the Republican Party is going to be gathered in its pre-primary convention, selecting the candidates for the ballot. What order they'll be on the ballot. It's going to be a good time. We'll be able to hear from all of our national candidates, all the U.S. House candidates, and the U.S. Senate candidate, Nella Domenici. She is causing a great amount of just excitement, people wanting to hear her. So this weekend is the opportunity for the Republican convention to hear Nella Domenici. So a great week planned. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Steve. Folks, if you've been listening to us and would like to find out more information about the Republican Party of New Mexico, there's several ways to do that. One, go to the website. That's newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is @NewMexicoGOP. Please don't believe the scare tactics from the left. Find out what the Republican Party is about on your own. You may find that you agree more with the Republican Party than you do any other. But again, I do encourage you to find out for yourself. Scare tactics can be used to sway an election. Be an educated voter. Find out for yourself. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call party headquarters at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. Our thanks to the radio stations around New Mexico that broadcast this program. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill. We look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week on Inside New Mexico.